One day my phone beeped, so I picked it up and peeped. It was a message I received, so I looked for a seat to seat to open up and see what this message would be. Hey Vicky, I love what you're doing. You're my inspiration now, your words get me moving. Don't know if there are many good guys around, but you're the one I'm choosing. Wish I could be just like you. Wish I could touch another life too, the way you do. Anyways, keep up the good work though. Bless you. We should chat more often, bro. So I typed fast and replied back. You're my inspiration too, with happy face emojis, and I send that. Then I dropped the phone and I sat back, cause deep down I know that I'm just bad and I've lost track. And if you open my heart, you will see that it's plain black. I mean, it's all dark. And deep down, I'm still battling with my lust. The system of the world still influencing my thoughts. Yet people think I'm good because they see me in church. Why do people think I'm perfect because I talk about God? But if you check the odds, I spend more time debating about the things of the world. And deep down, there's an emptiness in me. Deep down, there's a huge emptiness that needs to be filled. Deep down, I'm still afraid to fail. Sometimes I go days and I don't even pray. I feel like I've been a hypocrite to the people I lead. I feel like I've been a hypocrite to the teachings I teach. I face challenges that made me doubt the things I believe. Made me doubt the things I teach is really it. Meanwhile, people think I'm strong in faith, when in reality I'm really weak. Yet I have this voice inside telling me I'll find him if I'll just seek. I wish I could live forever in the realm of the spirit. Wish I could take my attention off my distractions and pass my limit. Wish I could ask for a thing and stand right there and receive it. Wish I could grip your hands and never leave it. Sometimes people text me and say, can you please pray for me? Sometimes I'm not in the right mind when this request be reaching me. I wish I could stand at your presence and never leave. Cause I'm tired of trying my best, I'm tired of relying on my flesh. I'm tired of doing the work with my head, maybe I've been misleading my friends. And right now I'm needing your leadings and movement. How can I hold tight to you when you're not holding tight to me? How can I ask for a thing when I don't know the right thing that's right for me? I'm just another empty vessel in your tabernacle wanting to be filled. Just another atom under your microscope wanting to be seen. They said you sent already, but why can't I receive? Jesus, if you're hearing me, please let my eyes see you. Not just my eyes, my mind and my spirit wants too. Why can't your thoughts overflow my heart? Why can't I yield my parts and your spirit control my heart? Guess I derailed from the start. But if I derailed from the start, why did you take me this far? See, Lord, I don't want to go any further in the flesh. And for every senseless step I've taken, I hate myself. And I'm submitting myself under your strength. I'm ignoring my sense and everything I've learned. I'm blindfolding my eyes and I'm ready to be led. I'm crucifying my flesh and I'm leaving it there. I pledge my allegiance to the King, to follow him with my everything. Lord, I'm your instrument. How am I supposed to sing when you're not pulling my strings? How can I do all these things if you're not doing them in me? I wanna be filled to the brim. And when people look at me, I want your spirit to be seen. And until I'm filled to the brim and my seal is real, I'll be at your feet, looking at you.
It's dynamic.